time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. 63 degrees outside right now. I think most of that fog has burned off. You might find a little straggler here and there in some of the low-lying areas, but otherwise, looks like we should have a pretty fair day today.
Yeah, good forecast today.
Pretty fair. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. I have three used electric ranges, one used gas range, three used refrigerators, two used room air conditioners, one 55,000 older model. $50 will buy that, and it works great, and a 10,000 near new model. Two built-in cooktops, one gas and one electric, two match washer-dryer sets. Got several used microwave hoods, $75 and take your pick. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Still have that trade-in. It's a new Craftsman chipper shredder that is priced for quick sale. New refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. A good selection of models, colors, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Now, window air conditioners from 5 through and including 25,000, and most of those are in stock. They have a 5-year compressor warranty. Dehumidifiers in stock in 50 and 70 pint models. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. I said very fair forecast, right? Because fair's not that far away. County fairs will be starting here in just a few weeks, and actually, the Iowa State Fair is less than 45 days away. We are about a month and a half away from an event that's over 1 million people a year look forward to and attend each and every year, the Iowa State Fair. When you go to the fair, what's the first thing you look for?
Food.
That's what I look for. My first spot is for those little mini hot donuts. Always first place I have to go. But, you know, it's kind of neat to wander around the Iowa State Fairgrounds because every year they introduce some new things at some of the many food stands. How many food stands, by the way, do you think there are at the state fair?
I don't know.
I don't have an exact count, but the number, it says here nearly 200 food stands.
Yeah.
And more than 60 items are available on a stick each and every year. We'll talk more about those as we get closer to state fair, of course, too. But they did last week introduce some new foods that they have at the Iowa State Fair this year. So for folks who enjoy going to the state fair, for some of the traditions, some of the things that they've loved to do for years and years and years, don't worry too much about that. But you can expand your horizons when it comes to the foods that are available at the fair. Some of these are interesting. Yeah, some of them are interesting for other reasons, too, but some of them sound kind of interesting. Some of the top five value-priced food items that they have. They did a fair concessionaires, eight of them, submitted new food items that are in a value-priced category this year for the New Foods Contest at the fair. And they chose five new foods that beat out the rest for the finalist slots. And the fairgoers can try those $3 offerings along with many other foods during the fair. So they're trying to show you some value-priced opportunities out there. The top five in that contest go this way. First is a brownie blitz. Now, those two words put together can only be good in the first place, right? How can you go wrong with those? It is a delicious combination of cream cheese, brownie bits, whipped cream, chocolate syrup.
Kendall's head spinning just thinking about it.
I know. I've got a headache already. But that they ruined it at the end. They put coconut in it, too. Do you like coconut?
I don't.
I'm not a coconut guy. Yeah. But it's available at Bowder's Ice Cream on the southwest side of the agriculture building. So you can try that out if you like. Then they have another one called Caprese Salad on a Stick. It's a mouthwatering skewer of cherry tomatoes, fresh basil, mozzarella cheese, and balsamic vinaigrette. And that's available at the Salad Bowl in the Agriculture Building in the Cultural Center Courtyard. Might be a little too healthy for my tastes.
It's got some cheese in there.
Well, that's true. Okay, and speaking of cheese, here you go. The next one, let me try that again. My mouth is watering. I can't hardly get it out. Smoked brisket, bacon, mac, and cheese. Smoked brisket and bacon mac and cheese. It's macaroni topped with chunks of smoked brisket and applewood smoked bacon tossed in a creamy three cheese sauce. Yes, please.
Doesn't sound unpleasant.
No, I think that would be an okay experience. It's available at the Rib Shack in Walnut Square. They also have something they call the Three Buck Bowl. And, of course, it's worth $3. Two crispy potato skins filled with fluffy scrambled eggs, fresh salsa, and shredded cheddar cheese. And that's available at the Steerenstein on the Grand Concourse. And then also the fifth in that top value-priced item contest is called the Funnel Cake Sticks. It's vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry funnel cake batter served on a stick and topped with icing. So I guess if funnel cakes just... If you don't like walking around with the funnel cake on a plate, they can put it on a stick for you.
There you go.
They could put anything on a stick at the State Fair. That's available at Arnold's Concessions on Rock Island Avenue across from the Livestock Pavilion. Now, they also had some other additional value-priced entries that they listed here, too, they thought sounded pretty good. One's called a zombie cone. A zombie cone. What is it with zombies these days? Movies are zombies. Foods are zombie. I don't get it. It's shaved ice cones available in sour cherry, blueberry, grape, orange, lime, or bubblegum flavors. And it's topped with a gummy eyeball or sour worm. Why? also, let's see. That's available at the Sherry Schlair Concessions at the northwest corner of the Putney Farm Cattle Barn. Putney Family Cattle Barn. Now, they have something else, and this sounds really good. It's a red velvet flurry. It's chunks of red velvet cake mixed with vanilla ice cream and cream cheese frosting.
That'll do.
That sounds like good wedding cake is what that sounds like. That's available at Ford Concessions in Walnut Square. I think that might be worth a stop by. And then they also have jumbo toasted marshmallow on a stick. People have been doing that forever at campfires. It's homemade jumbo marshmallows in vanilla bean, caramel, chocolate, or maple bacon flavors, toasted to perfection and served on a stick at Beaverdale Confections in Shoppers Mart. I think I'm going to leave that one to the children. That sounds like a kid's food. They have some other new foods this year that they listed for us as well that we can look forward to. They didn't give me a description of these, but I'm pretty sure you can use your imagination and be fairly accurate. One's called a Fairberry Fair Square. That's available at the Fair Square stand at the northwest corner of the administration building. You can get that fair and square. They have Pineapple Inside Out Funnel Cake. Pineapple Inside Out Funnel Cake. Hmm. Like, that might be doable. Yeah. That might be refreshing on a hot day. That's available at the Best Around Concessions, which is in the triangle east of the administration building. The next one, Chicken Fried Bacon. Chicken fried bacon available at Benoit Concessions west of the Riley Stage. You know, at some point our lives are going to end. Something has to do us in. I vote that. Chicken fried bacon. I got to try that. I just have to. Chocolate covered chunky bacon maple nougat.
I don't know about that.
I can see the line at that stand being slow because that's a lot to have to spit out there at the line. Chocolate-covered chunky bacon maple nougat, please. On a stick, by the way. Mm. It's on a stick. And that's available at a place called Dipped in Chocolate on the southwest side of the Livestock Pavilion. They also have chocolate-covered cookies and cream on a stick. All right. I'm good with that. That's also available at the same location, Dipped in Chocolate. There's Mexican grilled corn on the cob. That's available at Steak and Shake Up on the southwest corner of the Livestock Pavilion, as well as on the east end of the Varied Industries building. And the final item that they list for us is called Tater Dog on a Stick. A tater dog on a stick. I have no idea. I'm just imagining tater tots and a hot dog.
Yeah.
Probably chopped up and mixed up like on a skewer. I don't know.
Could be. I don't know.
I don't have a picture. I don't have a description. I'm only using my imagination. That's available at Brenda Smith Concessions west of the Riley Stage. That's a lot of creativity at the State Fair, by golly. And for a good cause, for my enjoyment. I'm just telling you, you probably don't want to try some of these items right before you go on the Tilt-A-Whirl or whatever other rides that you want to do. You might want to save some of that for maybe a more relaxing day at the fair. Some of these things might not look the same going the other direction. sorry about that. That's not a good image, is it? Chicken fried bacon. I'm trying to imagine how that could be a bad thing. I guess we'll find out soon enough. Hey, thanks to the folks at the Iowa State Fair for working so hard on making that experience so pleasurable for so many folks, especially at those food stands this year, huh? Give you some new things to look forward to. Kendall Warren would like to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got water heaters, gas, and electric. They are made in the United States. We deliver and install all the old heat away and, of course, take care of the service later if it's needed. Freezers, a man of Whirlpool, and Frigidaire, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic, and most of those are in stock. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order. Washers and dryers, top load and front load, tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made again in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, the washer has 5 years on the motor and 15 years on the washer transmission. The pot's on, and it's Tuesday, and try to stop in and see us today, Jim.
Thank you, Kendall. You know, I honestly think you can go to the state fair, and you can go ahead and buy enough. You can buy items on a stick and cover all the food groups. I don't think it's that difficult anymore.
Yeah, you can,
Because now that, you know, you get salad and stuff on fruit and things on a stick. I mean, I think you can get them all covered.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure of it. Give it a try.
Who needs a plate?
Yeah, no plates necessary. It's something to aspire to. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.